Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Erevin Daf Lamed. Daf Chav Ches, we discussed the machlegis between Simchas and the Rabbanan, whether or not you're allowed to use Truma to prepare an Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen. Is that something which you're allowed to use? What was the discussion? The Rabbanan say that since this is something which is Chazi, it's Roy for Kahanim to eat, so therefore that's enough of a reason, even though the Ma'ariv himself can eat it, but you still could use it for an Erev. However, Simchas disagreed, and Simchas says that it's not enough that it's just roi for an achrini, the ma'ariv himself has to be able to use it. And the Gemara on today's daf says the difference between yayin, that we say since it's roi for a nazir, even though it's not roi for other people, that Sumcha says you could use. Mashain kein, truma, Sumcha says you can't use. The Gemara says that according to Sumchas, the yisoid is that it has to be able, you have to be able to be shoyal on the iser of this food. So yayin for a nazir, it's possible to be shayil. You could take off the nazirus, and then it could be roi for the ma'ariv as well. And even though truma, it's also be yisoid, possible to be shayil on the truma, but the Gemara says it's going to become tevel, and you're going to have to redo the truma in a different place, and that's going to be a shvus ben ashmashis. And some chassos like the Rabbanon, that anything that's going to be a shvus ben ashmashis, chazal made gzeron, and we don't allow him to do it, so therefore I cannot use this for an Erev. Now, Reb Chaim Oizer in Tshuvas Achiezer, Chela Gimel Simen Pei Aleph, he actually has a few different Oisiyas where he discusses these in Yonim. And the Iker in Oisiyot Zayin, he quotes Tosfos, also found Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where Tosfos says that just the fact that I'm able to be Mesakin the Mazin, I can be Shoyal on whether it's the Nazirus or it can be shel on the Truma, that itself is not enough. If you look at the end of Dibur HaMaschav Alifre, she says, Yeshtoimer de'enu mayol masheroi l'saknoi, elu b'midi l'chazi hashta l'shum adam, k'gon Truma, t'chazi l'kehanim. Like, for example, he says, Truma, it has to be roi for kehanim today. If it's roi for kehanim today, then we say that since we could also make it, we could masakin it, we could fix it up in a way that it's roi for the ma'ariv, then it's permissible to use it for an Erev. V'teidai brings a raya, da'amah la'el, they ma'avim mektashis. You can't make an Erev out of hektish. Avalgav, the eshalit chule alayu, could be shayal on hektish. So why is there an iser to use that for an Erev? Must be, it's not enough the fact that you could be shayal on it. It has to be that it's also roy for somebody else, for others today. And Reb Chaim Oizer wonders that if we say that the fact that you can masakin it through shayla is not enough, what does it help by adding this tziruf? Since it's also roy for others, then we say these two things together help. What's the tziruf? What's the combination? If each one on its own is not enough, what are those two things? How do they work together? And he says a tremendous chiddush, a ga'inus actually, al-derech from Chaim Oizer, and he quotes a Rashba. There's a famous Rashba also found on today's daf, Daf Lamed. The Gemara brings a braisa with his discussion, a back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It starts on Amud Aleph on the bottom. Beis Shammai says, you cannot make an Erev for a Nazir with Yayin or for Yisrael with Truma. Beis Hillel says, you could make an Erev for a Nazir with Yayin, you could make an Erev for Yisrael with Truma. And the Brisa says, Amru lehen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, iyat amoydim shema arvin legodol b'yam ha-kipurim. According to you, Beis Shammai, that says that I can't use Yayin for a Nazir for an Erev. I can't use Truma for Yisrael for an Erev. Do you also say that I can't make an Erev for a Gadol on Yom Kippur? Anything I'm going to use on Yom Kippur for a Gadol, he can't eat. Amru lahen aval, it's true, Beis Shammai says that you could make an Erev for a Gadol on Yom Kippur. Amru lahen, Beis Hillel said, K'shem shema arvin l'gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, kein ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'yisrael b'truma. If that's true, so the same way you're ma'arvin for a Gadol on Yom Kippur, you should also be ma'arvin for a Nazir b'yayin or for Yisrael b'truma. Beis Shammai says, Hasa mika suda ru'yam ba'ayyoyim, hacha laka suda ru'yam ba'ayyoyim, meaning, I could eat this food on Erev Yom Kippur, Mashain came by Yayin for a Nazir. Truma for Yisrael is never going to be Roy. It wasn't Roy, Miba Oid Yayin. Now, there's a very important Rashba. The Rashba proves from the Sugya of being Ma'arev B'Tavel, but what I want to bring out, or Chaim Oizer wants to bring out, the Rashba proves this Svara that Chazi L'Ktanim was saying on Yom Kippur, the reason why I could make an Erev for a Gadol on Yom Kippur is because this food, this Mazin is eligible, is Roy for a Katan, only helps on Yom Kippur where the food itself, the chetza of the food, is mutter for gedolim, just as the Rashba says, his lashon is isura the yemek hagarim. The Isser itself is not an Isser Chavtza. If it would be an Isser Chavtza, then the fact that it's Chazal Tanim wouldn't help. So Reb Chaim Oizu wants to use this Rashba to explain the question that he asked earlier. Taisus explains that the reason why I can't use Tevel for an Erev, even though it's possible to be Mesakin at Ben Ashmashis, Taisus says, because I could only use this for of Roy Lesaknoi on something which is B'Yusoyr eligible Achrini today. Truma for Kehanim, we could say that since it's Truma's Chazal Kehanim, and also it's possible to be Shoyl on a Ben Ashmashis, at least according to the Rabbanon, these two things together give you the ability to use it for an Erev. Chaim Ezer asked, what are these two things? What's the Tziruf? So Chaim Ezer explains that I have to have, that there shouldn't be an Isser Chavtza here. This in itself, that is possible to be Masakin, it's not going to help if it's an Isser Chavtza. So if this Chavitz today is not Roy L'Shum Adam, and I have to do a Tikkun, I have to be Shoyl on it, it's not going to help, because it's not a Surah the Yom Kagarim. It's not an Isser which is coming from the outside. It's an inherent Isser. It's not Roy for anybody. Only something which is Roy Le'achrini, so there's no Isser Chavtza. Then we say that if it's possible to do a Shoyl on it, it's possible to use for an Erev. Nevela, Chelev, Dam, those are Isurim of Chatzah. Those are Isser Haguf. There's no Heter at all. And with this he wants to explain, we discussed this previously on Daf Chav Ches. There's a Rashi in Psachim. Rashi says that the reason why it's Ma'arvel and Nazir B'Yayin al Yisrael B'Truma is because of Iboy Mitchell, like a Bishayel. And there's a Rashi over here, we said, that says the opposite, based on a Gemara. That the Yisoid is that it's Chazil Achrini. Vega asked the Kasha. Chemaizu wants to say, I need both Svaras. I need the Svara that it's Chazil Achrini in order to make it that it's not an Isser Chavtza. Once it's not an Isser Chavtza, then we could say that since I could be misakin it through Sha'ela, so now it becomes Roy for the Ma'ariv himself, then it's enough to be used for an Erev. Chemaizu goes on to explain that as he said, there's a Gemachlex between the Rabbanan and Sumchis. They each hold of both Svaras. And if you learn the Gemaris, even though the Gemara says the Svara of Chazil Ish'ela and Sumchis, and the Gemara seems to say the Svara of Chazil Achrini in the Rabbanon, Chaim Oizu wants to explain, again, in his Ga'inis, that is the Machlokes, which one is the Ikratam? Is the Ikratam Chazil Achrini, or is the Ikratam that it's Roil Ish'ela? And he says that Sumchis holds the Ikratam is that it's Roil Ish'ela. It has to be Roil for the Ma'ariv himself. And that's the reason why, even though it's Chazil Achrini, Truma, for a Kayin, but the reason why Yisrael can't use it is because, like he says, some consults like the Rabbanon, that Kol Darver Shum Yishum Shvos, Gazra Olav Ben Hashemashes, and Bepoil, I can't go ahead now and take off the Shem Truma, even though it's Chazil Achrini, but the Rabbanon hold Ikus Far as Chazil Achrini. And Chaim Oizer goes on, and he answers other questions with these Yisaitis, but this is just to bring out the ideas here in the Sugya of Chazil Achrini, and the Sugyas of Chazal Didei, and also this Rashba that says that B'Yisoid, I have to have something which is not an Isser Chavtza, only Surah the Yom Kagarim, and that's the reason why B'Yisoid holds that on Yom Kippur, it's possible to use anything for an Erev, even though everything's Asher to eat. And it's not like Tevel. Tevel has an Isser Chavtza. Therefore, it doesn't help that it's possible in a situation where it's Tevel in the Rabbanan and Kefida to Ketanim. That's not going to be a reason to work by Tevel. Because L'maisa, there's an Isser Chavtza. Only by Yom Kippur, where there's no Isser Chavtza, it's an Isser Yom Kagarim. There we say the Svara, that since I could feed it to Ketanim, and it's only Isser Yom Kagarim, therefore it's mutter to be used as an Erev even on Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.